asked me to come to the temple. So a few days later, or maybe the next day, I went after work. I was one of those guys that ran limbs through one of those chippers all day. But I went just as I was, all full of chippers. And Sada Dandini, I don't know where she is now, but she came outside, and I was peeking in the window. And they brought me in, and they sat me down, and they showed me a copy of the Blue Macmillan Bhagavad Gita, and they told me about Christianity. They brought Prasadam out. And I was so transformed. I was so moved. It felt like that this was my life, that up until that point, I don't know what it was, just a lot of misery. And so they told me to go home and get my stuff and move into the temple. So I did. I went home and I told my wife, Ladini, who later became Ladini, who was killed in Africa. I said that I met these people, and they want us to come and move in the temple on Friday. And somehow or another, she agreed. And on Friday, we loaded up everything in our U-Haul trailer, and we were going down John Lodge Expressway. And we had all of our stuff in our trailer, and all of a sudden, the back doors flew open, and everything we owned distributed along 3 miles of John Lodge Freeway. Our wedding album, our bed, our fishing rods. Thank God. And I really don't know what happened after that. I can't remember how we dealt with it, but somehow we made it to the temple, and we laid our hearts and our lives at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And my life was so changed. I could, at that moment when I asked Krishna, Krishna, I can't go on another moment. Please come into my life. Please take me. At that moment, Krishna actually took me. He actually moved into my heart. And from that moment, I could tell that every day there was a transcendental, a higher being in my life arranging things. So every day we went out on Sankirtan all day long. And we had so many, right away we were able to give up everything. Smoking, drinking, everything immediately. And it was easy then. It was easy to be a devotee. You just were there. Everyone was a devotee. Everyone was chanting all the time. They never stopped. We never stopped. We were always talking about pastimes of Krishna that we had just read. And it wasn't a sahaja. I mean, we actually were absorbed in these pastimes, and somehow or another we had some kind of grace from Prabhupada. And life was so great. And I've noticed now after 45 years it's a lot harder to be enthusiastic like that, to be that enthusiastic, but somehow or another we continue. And Prabhupada told us, he said, unless you read, you won't be able to remain. You won't be able to remain in Krishna consciousness in the long run. So my thing was reading. I read constantly. I'd sneak off and read 2 or 3 hours a day. So I developed a philosophy in Krishna consciousness that it doesn't end. I mean, it will keep me here for another 300 years. But Prabhupada emphasized that reading is very important. Otherwise, if you're here just because you feel like being here and it feels good, or you have some attraction to Krishna, unless you have a very solid foundation and the philosophy, it'll be very difficult to remain in the long run. So, one thing I want to share, my realization of how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, it all has to do with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Even though we're fools and rascals and we're not anything compared to the parampara and the real devotees through history, we're just a bunch of malechas. If we're sincere and Prabhupada is pleased with us, he will pray to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, such and such Mahananda, he's such a fool, a rascal, but he's a little sincere. Please bless him." And because Krishna and Prabhupada have a relationship where they're always trying to please each other, that Krishna will fulfill Prabhupada's desire, and he will bless you from within your heart, and he will cause you to advance. He will give you the realization that you need, just because he wants to please Prabhupada. So that was probably the most important realization that I've had in the 45 years that I've been struggling. And I should probably end it, because there's still one more person, but... Okay, I'll make it brief. I went to see Prabhupada in New York City because in Chicago, my wife was pujari, and we made this really opulent prasadam every day. So we ate this 12-course meal, three meals a day, and I remember we got really, like, drunk and crazy. After a meal, we were rolling on the floor and laughing, and I got very concerned. So I wrote a letter to Prabhupada, and I said, "Prabhupada, what to do? You just tell me what to do, and I'll follow your instruction." He said, "Decide how much you can eat. Eat half of that. Fill your belly one quarter full of water, and leave the rest for air. And that will make for good digestion." And that's it, quote for quote, what he told me. He said, "If you do this, this will please me." Well, I couldn't do it, because I was a new devotee, and prasadam was how I did my, I don't know what to call it. But so I wrote to I went to see Prabhupada. I hitched a ride. Rupa Nuga was going to see him from Chicago, so I hitched a ride on the back of the truck. And when I got there, they wouldn't let me see Prabhupada, because I was more of a nobody then than I am now. So I thought of a brilliant plan. I wrote a letter to Prabhupada and sealed it and slipped it under his door. And they couldn't stop him. It was his mail, not theirs. So 2 minutes after I did that, I'm down in the temple. lamenting. And so Prabhupada, he said, and they come, where is Mahananda? I want to see him right, Prabhupada wants to see you right away. I was thinking, oh no, it must be because of what happened that morning, which is what she asked me about. I strayed off other part of the story. Prabhupada was walking, after he gave a lecture, he was walking down the hall. The hall was very narrow, so some of us were like plastered up against the wall. And when Prabhupada got up to me, I could not resist the urge to throw myself at Prabhupada's feet. And I literally wrapped my arms around his feet and stopped him walking. I remember thinking that he was going to kick me away or something, or the devotees were going to take me out back and God knows what. But Prabhupada, he stayed there for the longest time, and he gave me his mercy. And so anyway, that's what I thought. Prabhupada called me in his room, but I'll make it real quick. When he called me in his room, he said, "What is the matter?" And I started to stutter and try to tell him about the prasadam and everything. And I don't even know what he said. I was trying to get Prabhupada on the mental platform with me so I could, relate. But I remember he did say two things. He said, you cannot incur sin by eating pashada. And then he said it again. And then after a few minutes of me, you know, acting like a fool, he looked at me and he said, Arti's going on? He asked me. I said, yes, Prabhupada, Arti's going on. He said, go to Arti, like that. So now I know whenever I'm having any difficulty, I simply go to Arti, and that solves everything. I'm sorry I took so long.
Meaning for Rajiva Guru.
Hey, Mom, I'm just going to speak for my dad who can't be here today. He sent me an email with an offering and he asked me to offer it. So, dear Srila Prabhupada, every day of my life I feel so fortunate having been connected to your Lord Sri Krishna through your divine grace. It was in the early days of ISKCON, when you had first returned to Mumbai with a few of your American disciples, that my father was fortunate to meet with your divine grace on a morning walk in Mumbai. And at that time, you had made him a life member, and he received two of your books from your disciples. It was those two books that I came in contact with, and they changed my life. Now, 37 years later, having taken shelter of your lotus feet and your wonderful organization of ISKCON Society, I feel so blessed that my life is blooming with spirituality by your grace and by the association of your devotees. You are that rare Mahajan who has come in this Kali Yuga, sacrificing his own bhajan for the benefit of the whole world, and you have spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world and established Krishna as the face on the face of this planet. As it is mentioned in the Pranam Mantra, Krishna Prastaya Bhutale, daily we hear the glorious sacrifices you made in establishing the society and how expertly you gave us so many services by which we could all make advancement in Krishna consciousness and at the same time be of assistance to you in the spreading of Lord Chaitanya's mission. Of all the works you did, your most ambitious project was to establish Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Yuga Avatar, the father of the Sankirtan movement. And for this, you wanted to build and offer to Lord Chaitanya the most astounding temple that would turn the eyes of the world. You had made plans for this project starting from the early days in 1972, and your leading disciples have tirelessly worked for the last 40 years to execute your desire in building and offering this temple to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through you. Dear Srila Prabhupada, by your divine mercy, even though I am most unqualified, I have been awarded this service to go from temple to temple, door to door, devotee to devotee, requesting them to come forward and participate in contributing Lakshmi so all of us can get together and participate in this Mahayagya of making Mahaprabhu's temple in Sridhar Mayapur manifest. The superstructure of this temple has already been erected, and now the second phase is coming up in decorating the temple, which we are planning on having a great opening in the year 2022, which will be the 50th anniversary of the Mayapur project. I take this opportunity to thank you and fall at your lotus feet in gratitude for everything auspicious I have received in this life from your divine grace. And on this auspicious day, I can only make a solemn promise to you that let the entire rest of my life be spent in only serving your desires, no matter how much I have to sacrifice. That will be the perfection of my life. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, your most undeserving servant, Radha Jivan Das. Lakshmi.
Thank you. We'll conclude with a little sukha, and then there'll be Sina Artik.
Happy Vyasa Puja, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your family and live amongst your devotees. Every day my life is more blissful because of what you've given, and there are no words to express my gratitude. By your mercy and the mercy of your dear son, Srila Bir Krishnadas Goswami, who is my guru, I am serving with ISKCON Child Protection Office in North America. So I wanted to take this opportunity to give you a report, an update on how things are going for your Child Protection Office. As you know, this was conceived out of necessity. And I would really like to be an instrument in helping this become exemplary like everything else that you've done. You've set a standard for deity worship that has brought other temples to raise their standards. I could go on all the things that you set that is exemplary, and it is my sincere desire that we can make child protection in your movement also exemplary for the world to see. You wrote in a letter to Arundhati Devi Dasi, your disciple who was here with us today, that these children are given to us by Krishna. They are Vaishnavas, and we must be very careful to protect them. They are not ordinary children, they are Vaikuntha children, and we are very fortunate that we can give them chance to advance further in Krishna consciousness. That is very great responsibility. Do not neglect it or be confused. Your duty is very clear. So it takes more of us to carry this duty forward, and my prayer and wish that I would like to submit to you today is to please inspire other devotees to come forward and help with this service. There's a lot to do in the realm of education for adults and for children in protecting children. And please, Srila Prabhupada, please send more devotees to help with this service here and around the world. Thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada. Happy Vyasa Puja.
Okay, we just have a few more minutes. Mr. Ramon, you want to speak for a few minutes? We just have a few minutes if anybody wanted to say something else.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, thank you for everything. You've given us each other, you've given us the entire spiritual world, you've given us purpose and focus and the ability to accomplish anything. You had told Shamsundar Prabhu that if you stick your neck out for Krishna, Krishna promises he has to come and save you. And Shamsundar Prabhu told me that, and he said, and we tried that, we tested it, and oh boy, did we test it. And we got to see time and again, Krishna just coming down, and seeing Krishna's hand just save us from the most impossible situations, the most difficult tasks. We had to go, he said, we were so grateful to Srila Prabhupada for his gift of giving us Krishna consciousness. We thought, this should go all over the world. How do we go all? We should give it to the most famous people in the world. Who are the Beatles? We should make the Beatles give them Krishna. And he said it was never to go to England to open a temple. It was always just to meet the Beatles. So somehow or other, all the things that happened, they didn't have the money, and that somehow or other, due to some previous experiences they had had with a different group, the Grateful Dead bought some things from them, and then they got the money, and then they flew to England, and so many miracles happened. And he was saying that you had encouraged him that don't ask anything from them, just give. And so they built a loving relationship. And he said that Prabhupada appreciated meeting influential people, because he was saying that what they're doing every day would take us lifetimes to accomplish. So if one of them can appreciate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, how much they can do to help. So I see that in every devotee's life, unlimited treasure is there. Each devotee has so much realization that is incomparable. There is no scholar on earth that can compare with the wisdom in one little devotee who knows. You know, you just read three pages of Prabhupada's books and you know more than every library everywhere. And each devotee is jam-packed with all of this knowledge and all of this experience and how valuable they are. I have a friend from D.C. He was born in a multimillionaire family. They live across the street from the vice president. And he said that when he was 18, he was given a mansion and a Rolls Royce, and his brother was given a helicopter, and he went to college on a cruise ship, and he got bored and dropped out and went to hang out with the Rolling Stones instead. And so but he got bored of it, and he said, and then he met the devotees, and they had it. They had what he was missing. They had purpose. They had mission. They had life. They had energy. They had love. And that love inspired and captured his heart. And then he met Srila Prabhupada, and then he became so enamored that he's saying that all the money in the world can't buy you quality people. And he said, you know, that's what, you know, people who have everything, they can buy everything, but they can't buy quality people. So Prabhupada was very, he was asked, you know, where's your mystic potency? Some people were asking, you know, they hear about a guru, they think, where's some mystic potency? And he looked around and he said, they were all hippies, now they've become happies. So just like that, we were all misfits from the material energy. But somehow or other, Krishna sent Prabhupada to us to bring us back, wake us up, and to remind us that we're pure spirit souls, we're not these bodies, and that we have an eternal home in the spiritual world, and we can be fearless to go and invite everyone and say, come home, come home, come back to Godhead, and go to everyone in every situation. And Prabhupada has given us this great mission, and when we do it together, that's the only way we can please Srila Prabhupada, is when we recognize the value in every individual and recognize their personal flavor and try to reawaken that in service to Sri Krishna. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Sri Radhe Shyam Krishna Balaram Goini Tai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Shri Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Samsara Dhava Naralidha Loka Tranaya Karunya Gana Ganatam